Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions, all sorts of wild questions, work ones, ridiculous ones, and we try to answer one of each. And if you want to submit one, just go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast. Another one that says ask us anything. And we appreciate it all. So let's jump into it. We're going to do the work question first. We got a question from Lindsay from Cincinnati. Cincinnati, what do I got? You know what? Cincinnati, Skyline Chili. Does everybody know about Skyline Chili? So it's kind of gross, but it's also kind of great. So I don't know if you know this, but I'm about to talk about ridiculousness. Cincinnati has its own chili style. It's like sweet. That's like their chili there. It's not like, you know, in Texas where it's like spicy or whatever. And there's this like kind of fast food chili restaurant called Skyline Chili. There was one down here. I think it just closed. And you get like the sweet chili, but you get on top of like spaghetti with cheese. And it's both equal parts gross and awesome. But that's not your question. What's your question, Lindsay? Jay, everywhere I turn, people are saying we need to be more positive in our marketing. You know, highlight the benefits, be upbeat, use words like grow, win, achieve. My boss is literally so positive that it bothers me. Am I just a horrible person, or is there any marketing performance stuff that supports me feeling like the positivity in all marketing is wallpaper? Well, first off, I feel that if you have a boss that's like so positive, it's annoying, then it actually is annoying. But it's a great topic because there's a lot of data that actually supports not being positive. I know how bad that sounds, but if your marketing sounds like a motivational poster in, you know, your HR's office, people are going to scroll past that. That is just the way it is. Everybody thinks, oh yeah, be positive, be all warm and fuzzy, but that's actually not what we react to and what we respond to. So there's a bunch of different stats and examples I want to give you about the power of not being positive. Right? You're not going to hear this on a lot of podcasts. I was like, be positive. Nah, screw that. So first off, let's talk about headlines. Headlines in your social posts or in your display ads. And this is data from Outbrain. And they shared that negative words like worst, don't, and never actually generate a 63% increase in click-throughs versus positive ones when used in your headline on social posts or display ads. So examples of that would be on the business side, the 7 worst budget mistakes marketers still make, right? That's negative. That's not positive. As compared to 7 ways to build a better marketing budget. I mean, all day long, I would click on the 7 worst budget mistakes. I want to avoid the mistakes. On the consumer side, it would be things like the positive would be 5 healthy tips for your post-workout routine. That's epically boring. 5 things you should never do after a workout. Like you want to avoid that. So interesting data on headlines from Outbrain. And there was some more headline data from Backlinko that actually said, if you talk to people telling that they're doing something wrong, it will actually double your click-through rate. So when you use the word mistake in your headlines, on your social posts, or on your display ads, it will double click-through rate. So instead of saying tips to optimize your CRM strategy, it would say mistakes killing your CRM strategy. Or on the consumer side, instead of saying how to brush your teeth better, it would say, are you brushing your teeth all wrong? So it's not just in your headlines though. There's also stuff, and this kind of blew my mind, this one. This one was so wild to me. In email, we see the same thing. So let's talk about subject lines, for example. So this data is from subjectline.com, and this is new data. So emojis. Oh no, he's going to talk about emojis. Emojis are stupid. I don't like using them. They're not on brand. I'm a business marketer. I'm a nonprofit. I can't use emojis. Wrong. Emojis work across the board. They're not overdone. Only less than 7% of all promotional email have emojis in the subject line. They work incredibly well. Now, here's the negativity thing that you want to do. Believe it or not, and this is new data, negative emojis do better than positive emojis, which is pretty wild, right? So for example, when you have the, you know, the angry orange face, or you have the heart with the line down the middle, the broken heart, or you have that warning symbol, the triangle with the exclamation point in it, and use those emojis versus the happy ones, the party popper ones, the smiley face ones, things like that. The negative emojis as the first character in your subject line actually lift open rates over 17% versus not having them at all. And that's higher than positive emojis. And it works for both business and consumer offers. So imagine, for example, you start your subject line with that warning triangle with that exclamation mark in it. And it said, you're losing leads fast, right? Or you have a sad face that says something like, still waiting to upgrade, question mark. Negative emojis outpull positive emojis. They stand out a little bit because people aren't using them, you know, as much. So that's kind of like a no-brainer. And then the last one is this idea of the nope subject line trick. And this is data from Experian. Negative subject lines have a 17% higher average open rate than positive subject lines. So on the business side, instead of saying maximize ad ROI today in your subject line, you would say stop burning ad budget. Or instead of saying check out our summer specials, it would be don't miss the deal everyone's talking about, right? Flipping the script and not being positive in your headlines, on your social posts, in your subject lines, in your body copy, people react more to negativity and fear-based stuff than they do all the positive stuff. It just is the way it is. So these are great, easy tests. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We have a totally ridiculous question that came in from Daryl from Sacramento. Daryl, what do you got? Jay, you never talk about movies. You only talk about TV shows that you're watching. Do you even go to the movie theaters, and have you seen any good ones lately? Well, Daryl, the answer to that is yes. I love going to the movies all the time. I just saw F1. Now, let me tell you something. F1, that's the movie about the car racing. It stars Brad Pitt. I know Brad Pitt's got a lot of stuff, possibly not the greatest dude. Let's put that off to the side for 1 second. The guy is like a movie star. I mean, this movie was amazing. My wife loved it too. I'm talking about like incredible. I knew nothing about F1. I know nothing about racing, cars, zero. I am telling you, this is an absolutely great movie. Now, of course, when I go to the movies, I get bothered by everything because people are weird. So what do I mean by that? So when we went to go to the movies to see F1, and we were in like, you know, regular seats or whatever, not like some sort of special fancy seats or whatever. And these people next to us, they brought blankets. They brought their own blankets. I'm like, dude, are you moving in? Like, what? Who does it? Hey, let's go to the movies. Make sure to bring your blanket. Is that like a thing? Why are people doing that? That's really strange. Right? I don't understand. And then on the other side of me, this guy took off his shoes, which is just disgusting. It's like, what? You're not home. You're not at home. Why are you taking off your shoes? You're disgusting. And the other thing me and my wife always battle on is the movie trailers. So now before every movie, like 20 minutes, there's movie trailers. Okay. And she's always like, oh, the movie starts at 2:45. Let's show up there at 3. I love trailers. She thinks they're terrible. I love them. So now I'm like, I want to go to the movies, but we have to go and see the trailers. And she'll put up with me. She's like, fine. And I'm the most annoying person on earth. Cause what happens is there's like, I don't know, 10 trailers, whatever it is. And after each trailer, movie preview, you know, I turn to her, go, what do you think? Would you go to that one? And 9 times out of 10, she goes, that movie looks horrible, but it is ridiculous. After each trailer, I have to ask her. The thing that I understand is, are 95% of movies coming out horror movies? Because why is every trailer a horror movie? And by the way, they're horrible horror movies. I won't see a horror movie, but these look horrible. They're scary. The trailers themselves are scary. But it seems like every movie coming out is a horror movie, according to the previews. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so yeah, we covered a lot today. I appreciate you. And go to jayschwedelson.com. And if you go there and you go to the page that says partner, maybe you want me on your podcast, or maybe we can partner in some way. I don't know. We can work together. We can hang out. So go check out jayschwedelson.com. I appreciate you being here, and don't bring a blanket to the movie theater. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly,
If you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.